Let's have a chat now to Cindy Alderson, because it's a good meeting at Caulfield on Saturday. And Cindy dominates the feature, the Galilee, with her two very promising staying three-year-olds. So good morning, Cindy.
Morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. What were you thinking when you're seeing all those astronomical prices of yearlings go through the ring at the Easter sales?
I was thinking, thank goodness Mum's still breeding some fast horses. As I can't afford to buy any of those.
It's incredible, the prices, isn't it?
It is quite mind-boggling. You know, we're all shaking our heads going, when is it going to hit? You know, we always thought the global economy would not be strong enough to sustain yearling prices for this long, but it seems to defy it.
So, Liquero, did your mum breed Liquero or did you buy Liquero?
No, she didn't breed Liquero. I inherited Liquero through another great judge of horses at the yearling sales, Robbie Lang, and unfortunately when his training career came to a halt, he recommended the horse came to me, and he actually wasn't sold. He was passed in at the yearling sales in Adelaide in the Magic Millions. So just a testament to Robbie's great eye for a horse. He's always been one of the better collectors of horse flesh in the state, and this is another example of it.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that, because he's an exciting three-year-old. That win in the St. Ledger trial, it was dominant the way he put them away at the top of the straight. Does he continue to train on well?
Everyone asked me that question, and he's probably one of the most unimpressive horses I've ever trained in track work or anything. So I was talking to Rhys Murphy this morning, and he said, well, as long as he's remaining unimpressive, that's good. I said, yeah, well, he's certainly that. He's not a particularly impressive-looking individual, and neither does he give you anything to get completely excited about in his track work, and nothing's changed since he started racing.
Have you had many horses that are like that? Are they what you would consider the more intelligent horses that know this is where we don't really need to try, it's when we get to game day?
I don't know that there are that. Normally those ones don't do it game day either, because it means a bit more for them. We did have one years ago called Grass Valley, I remember being shocked, and actually Robbie Scarlett was riding work and Rodney Griffiths was on it, and Rodney Griffiths said, why am I riding this horse? And Robbie Scarlett said, well, if you beat the ambulance home, you'll be lucky. Basically, he wanted to ride a faster horse. And then it won its first five races in a row, and it went on to be quite a nice horse. But I think more with the horses that are really dyed-in-the-wool stayers and don't have a great turn of foot, it's hard to get a line on them in track work, because most of our track work is sort of like a sit and sprint, if you like. You know, we do a bit of three-quarter and then we dash up, or even if we do a building gallop, you know. And these horses like Liquero and even Pagola, he was quite similar, and this Grass Valley, they can't really display their wares until they're getting up around the 2,000 metre mark, because it's almost like they're almost like a diesel engine. They have to build the revs up, you know. So that's about the only way I can explain it, really. It's just they don't have the ability to demonstrate that during track work.
Well, he's been pretty exceptional. Every time race day's come around, he's won 3 from 4. Step up to 2,400 looks even more suitable. You're looking forward to getting him out to that distance?
Yeah, look, he seems to have endless reserves of stamina, this horse, and can maintain a gallop for a long way. Like his other attribute that nobody's really picked up on yet, that his top speed may not be that fast, but he can actually hold it for a significant distance, and that is something that Sky Heights used to be able to do, and Maldivian, it's a trait that's quite common in the Zabil stocks, but haven't seen it in a Fiorente or a Galileo yet, but this horse seems to be able to do the same thing. Like I said, not at the same level as those horses at the moment, but you know, heaven knows, one day maybe he will.
If he runs as expected on Saturday, is it St. Ledger, or could it be South Australian or Queensland Derby? What's the long-term plan?
Long-term plan was always for St. Ledger, and possibly the win last start at Bendigo maybe pushed us a little bit towards he might be good enough to run the 2400 or 2500, the South Australian Derby. He'd only ever have one trip away because he's very lightly framed, and this is essentially his first preparation, even though he had a little break. And I just don't think he'd cope with two trips. So it would either be he could do the St. Ledger and the South Australian Derby, or he could do the St. Ledger, or he could do the South Australian Derby. And I guess the horse will tell us which way we go after Saturday's race.
All right. We also have Ruba, which goes around in the Galilee Series final as well. Now, was unlucky last start. Is there any chance that Ruba could upset Liquero?
Well, I was quite bullish before the race that there wasn't. I couldn't pick much between either of them, you know. And I thought Ruba was a really solid performance there at Moonee Valley on the Vobis Gold Day or All Star Mile Day. I thought he was very strong that day, and his win at Werribee was you know progressive as well. So I was really looking forward to seeing what he could do at the 22, and I probably don't have the same level of confidence regarding him having you know the ultimate stamina that say Liquero has. But I was keen to have a look at him and never really got the opportunity. So who knows? Maybe he's going to be the testing material on Saturday.
Well, it's nice to have two dominant stayers going into that race on Saturday. And you've also got a couple of other runners. Pay Rise goes around, this two-year-old. And you might have a little barometer with your smart two-year-old Jigsaw. Is Pay Rise a smart type that we get to see on debut?
Unfortunately, I can't say that at the moment. more of an immature, improving type and... yeah, he's probably really only having a race day start in terms of experience for later on in his career. I think that usually sets him up for a better career when they can have one. I mean, you know, he's not really showing that sort of early precocity that you would think is going to make him competitive in a race like that on Saturday.
All right. And you've got one other one, Play Me Now, which might be a bit of an each-way chance as well. Any hope in the last?
I'm thinking he might go to Cranbourne on Friday night, where he's also accepted with, and it looks just to be a bit of a softer option for him. I do think he's ready to win, that horse. So if he didn't go to Cranbourne, I mean, obviously the field's much stronger at Caulfield, but he'd be a sneaky each-way chance if things worked out in his favour.
All right. One bet on Saturday. Which one is it, Cindy?
Oh, gosh, I knew you were going to say that. Well, you have to say Liquero because of his race day performances, but track work, I would probably have the Ruba, so that's not really answered anything at all.
All right, I'll let you off the hook with that if you can find us a winner tonight at Pakenham.
I think Tarantello should go really close tonight.
Tarantello, race number 2. Best of luck over the weekend, Cindy.
Thank you, Michael.